Welcome to Glamorous Trash. I'm your host, Chelsea DeMontes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, and filmmaker, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And today's episode is a Glamorous Trash Talk episode, the second in our series I am calling Book Talk, where I talk to an author about their book and ask them five questions I would love to be asked, five questions I would hate to be asked, and here it comes up. And today's guest, you're going to be very excited for her. She is your rich BFF, your favorite Wall Street girly. She has a podcast. She is a TikToker, an influencer. She used to work at BuzzFeed. She used to work on Wall Street. And I added this to her bio because I saw it on Instagram and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. She was recently named one of Forbes' top creators. And she wrote a book called Rich AF. And Vivian too. Hi, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
How cool was that Forbes thing? Like when you heard, were you shook?
Okay, so this is the second year and I made the list the first year and made it again the second year. And let me tell you, the second year almost felt even better because I was so scared I was going to get kicked off the list. But I was like, oh, yeah. I'm two for two, like, you know.
Sustained growth. That's a word I learned from reading your book. Growth, financial growth. That is really cool. And yeah, I think like what an accomplishment. And I'm so excited I get to talk to you. So will you tell everyone just sort of like the pitch of your book and when it comes out?
Yeah. So historically, finances have really only catered to old rich white men in Patagonia vests. And unfortunately for me, I did not fit any of those descriptors. So I felt it was really time for us to have a finance book that spoke to this new generation, this new socioeconomic climate. There were some amazing money books in my parents' generation, but we needed a book that addressed how there's now a student debt crisis, how wages have stagnated, how housing and education are now 10x the price that they used to be. And frankly, things are just a little harder for everyone than they were back in the good old days. So this money book is essentially a roadmap, a step-by-step that you can read from page one to the very last page and feel more confident, more capable, and just more ready to take on that financial journey. We cover things like how to ask for more money at work, how to budget better, how to save your money most effectively and quickly. And then the most important part, how to invest early and often, exactly how to do it, literally so simply that I think, you know, a fifth grader reading this book could do it. And just overall financial wellness and how to get yourself to a place where you feel really, really good about your relationship with money.
That sounds great. I need all of that. Okay. So let's start our 10 questions.
Okay.
Who was the first person in your life who you gave the book to read?
My book agent. Fun fact.
And
she read the book in 2.5 hours. And I don't know if, first off, it's like a 300 something page book. Like you're getting your money's worth in this thing. And she read it in 2.5 hours and she texted me back. She's like, okay, these are great. These are like what I have to think. Like this is my feedback. I was like, wait, did you finish the book? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, is there something wrong with me? Because this would have taken me 2 months to read. Like I am a slow reader. But she's the best. She's been a guiding light. She was the one who held my hand through the process of finding a great publishing house to work with. The one who really helped guide me when it came to writing my proposal. So it was only natural that she was the first person to read it.
That makes sense. And also, I feel like given that her job is book agent, like I'm a TV writer and I can read a script in minutes because you just kind of, you're going through and you know what you're looking for and you can already give feedback. So that's really funny to hear though, 2.5 hours. Wow, what a record. Okay, second question. Who is a financial influencer in this space who you think is straight scamming, doing us dirty? Every time you see their content, you're like, God damn it.
Okay, this one's actually really easy. I have a personal beef with Dave Ramsey because I feel like he really worked for the generation above mine in that his advice is very much, you're the problem, you're irresponsible, shame, shame, judge, judge. He makes comments like, if you have debt, the only time you should see the inside of a restaurant is if you work at one. You should eat rice and I know it's like so messed up.
Wow.
He says things like debt is bad. And if you